The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network presents The Teal Report. Here's Dan Ruzanowski.
The Four Nations Tournament is over, and it's back to action for the National Hockey League and for the San Jose Sharks. Tonight in Calgary, San Jose begins a season-high seven-game road trip against the Calgary Flames team that's just on the outside of the playoff race, desperate to get back in. The Sharks come into this contest with a record of 15-35-7, 37 points, at the bottom of the Pacific Division and Western Conference standings. But the team isn't looking at it that way. They're actually approaching the last 25 games as a mini-season of its own, with a 0-0-0 record starting tonight's action. Coach Ryan Warshawski says that's going to be the way to get the best results in the final stretch.
Yeah, I think that's our mindset, is we're going to compete every time we get on the ice, whether that's practice or a game. But yeah, we're 0-0. Let's finish this season going in the right directions for this organization and see some improvement individually and collectively.
For center Nico Sturm, it's back to action after sitting out the last eight games with a lower body injury. He says the last 25 games is indeed like starting a new year, and it's a challenging time for every player in the locker room.
We obviously had a bunch of injuries before break, and it's the dog days of the year right now. So and now it's all about, it's really a sprint to the finish line. I mean, it's a lot of games, not a lot of time. I think we got, you know, 7 in 13 here on this trip. So, you know, you're going to blink twice and the season's going to be over. And we want to go into the summer break with, a good feeling about some of our core players having taken the next step towards the future. And also, surely we're going to try a few things system-wise that we're going to implement in the next year, starting tonight. And so that's what we're going to do. Not so much focus on the standings and the points, but just playing the right way, playing winning hockey and carrying that over into next season.
Many of the Sharks players went away for a few days to get some good rest and relaxation with families. Nico Sturm was working on rehabbing his injury, but he did find some time to get some relaxation during the break.
It was good. Very relaxing. Obviously tried to recover from my foot injuries and more. And get some vitamin D and spend some quality time with my fiance. So it was fantastic.
Of course, while the Sharks were off, the Four Nations tournament was going on. And Sturm found out that he was watching more of the hockey than he thought he might.
Oh, I think in general, it was great for hockey. Actually, beforehand, I kind of said that I probably wasn't going to watch. I honestly didn't think that it would be that well received. And I ended up watching, I think, every game. So. Best and best hockey. I think some of the best I've ever seen. The Canada US games were fantastic. I think, you know, from the feedback that you've seen and how many people watched in Canada and the US, it was great for the NHL. I think you could definitely say that they got that one right.
Ryan Warshawski says the Sharks can take a lot of things out of that Four Nations tournament in terms of the way they approach their game. And he said that his overall review of the tournament was top-notch.
Yeah, just a great tournament by the National Hockey League, and kudos to the coaches and the players and everyone involved first and foremost. I thought that was a remarkable tournament, you know, that the NHL put on of how competitive hockey players are, number one. And number two, what I took out of it was, you're seeing the best players in the world have to fight for every inch of ice, and how competitive they are, how detailed it is, you know, and those are the things that I watch. Obviously, you see it from a different lens through a television set, and then you go back and you watch some games a little bit and you pick up some things. But I'm hoping, you know, and that's something I took from the games, was how you had to fight for every inch of ice and how detailed it was and how competitive it was. So I'm hoping we can kind of use those examples into our last 25 here.
The Teal Report will continue in a moment on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Hey everyone, Adnan Virk here to talk about our great podcast, NHL Unscripted, with Virk and Demers.
Jason Demers here. After playing 700 NHL games, it turns out I have an opinion or two.
Whoever's saying trade one of them, you don't know anything about hockey.
I'm on the bandwagon. I'm rooting for this team.
With new guests every week, we will talk about hockey and more.
Can't wait till you watch the movie, because it's the biggest award of her career.
He went into the cheetah exhibit, and the cheetah took a piece out of him, and he came into the ring the next day.
Tune in to NHL Unscripted with Virk and Demers on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
NHL fans, give yourself some great looks this season and get San Jose Sharks tickets at Ticketmaster. As the official ticket marketplace of the San Jose Sharks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has a wide selection of tickets available for every game so you can catch all the action live. If your plans change, you can sell or transfer your tickets, and mobile tickets make it easy to get into the arena in time for puck drop. With Ticketmaster, you'll ensure that when they shoot, you'll score. Get tickets today at Ticketmaster.com/NHL.
He scores!
The San Jose Sharks audio network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks audio network.
Both the Sharks and the Flames want to improve where they left things off on February 8th. San Jose was up by the score of 2-0 against the Dallas Stars at home and ended up losing that contest 8-3. Meanwhile, Calgary had a 2-0 lead in their building against Seattle on the same February 8th date and lost that game 3-2 in overtime. For Sharks head coach Ryan Warshawski, it's all about getting right at it.
Yeah, we got to work extremely hard as them and compete hard, and we got to get our legs into the game. Obviously, we've been off for a while, both teams. So I would say I think both coaches are probably saying the same thing to both teams. Get your legs into it, get some bumps. Let's make sure we know what we're doing with pucks and our execution, and get into the game early and get out of a high level of focus.
Also, it's not lost on the Sharks coach that this is a 7-game trip, and they want to get off to a great start with a strong effort in their first contest in Calgary.
It's a big game for us. I think, coming off the break, we needed the reset mentally and physically. We're obviously banged up. We got Sturmey and Winnie back tonight. And, I think this is a big one. We've had some really good energy in practice. I've really liked our practices this last week. And hopefully we can, step in the right direction in our game tonight with those practices and the way we felt and the few changes that we've made. So, I think we're excited for this hockey game, and that's been the biggest thing is for being around the guys. Our guys are excited to be back and embrace these last 25 games with a challenge, but the real focus is on tonight.
One good bit of news is that both Alex Wennberg and Nico Sturm are back in action. Sturm has missed the last 8 games with a lower body injury, and Wennberg has sat out the last 4. Both of them are center icemen, and according to Warshawski, that's a critical add to start this road trip.
Yeah, it's important, right, especially the position they play in this league. You need centers. Sturmey's obviously established himself as a really good center. He's playing, I think, his best hockey of his career before he got hurt. One of our most consistent forwards. And Wennberg brings us, a level of hockey IQ that is really high and skill level, so he can make plays. He plays with pace. He's really, really effective for us. He's a leader in a sense where he can help his line mates. So we're very fortunate to get both those guys back tonight.
Other than the discussion about the roster, what changes do the Sharks need to make in their final 25 games? The Sharks head coach has a definite feel about that.
Yeah, I think the big thing will be getting numbers around the puck. Through the defensive zone and the neutral zone, we're hopeful we'll have more numbers around pucks. So if there is a breakdown, we have layered support. So that's been the big emphasis, so that's something that we'll look into tonight.
San Jose has played Calgary once this season, and they lost by the score of 3-1 on December the 28th. But in that contest, Macklin Celebrini scored a power play goal. Celebrini leads all rookies with 150 shots on net, and on his current pace, he will score 62 points in his rookie campaign. According to Nico Sturm, who came out of college hockey to play in the NHL, the Four Nations break will help both Macklin Celebrini and Will Smith get charged up for the stretch drive.
Yeah, I think not just for them, for any player. Like I said, this is the hardest part of the season. You know, your body hurts, and you've got, you know, 50 plus games in the body right now. And I think for young players, especially on teams that usually tend to sell off at the deadline, it's a great opportunity to showcase your game and try to prove why you want to be a full-time NHL player. So I think this is about as good as an opportunity as you're going to get if you're in that spot. And so it's up to them to go out there and grab it.
Alex Daylock joins me with the call today at 4:30 Pacific time. Catch the action right here. I'm Dan Rusinowski.
For the complete Teal Report and more great Sharks content, go to sjsharks.com/listen.